Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday.
Guten Morgen.
Yeah, well, certainly. How are you today, Ari?
Not bad. A little bit tired.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel more slumpy day than hump
slump,
day.
More slump day than hump day?
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
Slumpy dumpy.
That's okay.
Sat on a wall. No, I'm kidding. I'm all right. I've actually just ignited my love for dance movies. So last night,
is this because you're in this big musical?
No. I just felt like watching something that wasn't like a crime drama
like
you're a comedy.
It up.
Yeah, definitely.
So what did you watch?
Center Stage. I'm actually about 25 minutes in, so I didn't get very far. It's not
Center Stage.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
It's like in the year 2000 or something like that. So it's basically about the American Ballet Company.
Okay.
Jodie Sawyer is the main character in there, and it's all about, you know, her kind of rising through the ranks of ABA.
Yeah. Wow. Is it sort of documentary style?
No, 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 no. No, it's a pure narrative, but, you know, there's a little bit of romance in there as well, so it's something
okay.
for everyone.
Like a couple of the dancers. Wow, you're so good looking.
Oh, gosh.
And then you twirl and then they spin into your arms and then you guys lock eyes.
Not really that close to that situation. But what's really interesting about it is they kind of revolutionized the way ballet was looked at, was viewed because of, like, the end dance scene, how they kind of went to, like, a really kind of boogie-style ballet.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if you get to watch it, and you probably won't watch the whole thing, but just watch the end scene. It's quite good.
Okay, that's the best bit, you reckon?
Oh, I like all of the bits. I'm obsessed with dance movies.
You know, what I learnt about recently was the company that makes the shoes for the New York Ballet Company.
Oh, just New York Ballet?
Well, that's their main client.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they go through like 500 pairs a day or something. It's extraordinary.
Well, technically, when you get new ballet shoes, you have to break them in, as in like absolutely destroy the hell out of them for your feet to actually be able to sit comfortably and to move on to point.
Well, it's this old company in England, and that's all they do is just make ballet shoes. And I think it's the big ones, the New York Ballet Company, I think. And they go through, hundreds of pairs every day. And they just get used and chucked.
Yeah, I think maybe a ballerina would go, like professionals, maybe a pair a week or a pair every 2 weeks or something like that, because they're used so much and they have to physically, like I say,
they
destroy
get destroyed,
them.
Yeah.
Like burn them, snap them, everything. Bash them with a hammer.
Really, really fascinating. Using the old stitching machines and everything to do it, like olden times. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Amazing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, last night went out for a little treat to try. There's a new Vietnamese place on Beaumont Street.
King Street?
Hunter Street, no. Derby Street, no.
Is it King Street?
It's Beaumont Street.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's called What the Fur?
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
I love a pun name. Yeah. They suckered me in with that.
Yeah, of course. And
was
it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Great.
Pretty good fur. And I had the broken rice dish, which is the other, like, popular Vietnamese thing.
Is it just like rice grains and chopped up because it's broken?
That is just the rice element of it.
Oh, so broken rice, chopped up rice?
Yeah, it's broken. Like it's the bits that have broken. And then there's, alongside it is this pork chop, which is very, like, barbecued.
Oh, pork on your fork.
Exactly. And then what's the other traditional elements? You get a fried egg, you get a bit of some pickles.
Okay.
And some salad.
This is very confusing to me. That's a lot of different things.
If you order like the broken rice plate at any Vietnamese, this is what will come out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a typical dish.
I don't think I would have pickles with rice and or a pork chop.
It goes, it works.
I don't get it.
Yeah, wait till you see a picture, you'll go, oh.
No, thank you. What did Emmy have?
The fur.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's in the fur?
It's, you get brisket.
Oh,
meatballs.
Sign me up.
like the wide noodles in a broth. That's basically it.
Yeah, I'll have that. Thank you.
You're my basket. You don't know what it is, but you want it.
I want it.
It's a soup. You love noodle soup.
I do.
That's right up your alley, I reckon.
Noodles.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you're wanting some very traditional Vietnamese, what recommended? What the pho?
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
On Beaumont Street. Exactly. Excellent. Check that out.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Yeah, that's right. Bree is here for your First at 5. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are we feeling?
Bree. Fantastic.
I'm going to start calling you Bree from now on. Do you have a nickname, Bree?
Well, my nickname is Bree. My real name is Brianna.
Yeah, but like a nickname, like Chook.
Do you have a nick to the nickname?
Like Chook?
Like, I have had friends call me Bree as well. Only a couple.
Okay.
Bree's it.
Bree is the nickname.
Yeah.
There we go.
So I'll think of something. I'll come up with something different for you.
Right. That sounds
looking
fun.
Looking forward to it.
I do like a nickname. Okay, let's jump straight into the news. Yep. Enough of that. Okay, should we talk about Dutton?
Yeah.
Nuclear. And being against it because there's some issues about water shortages, like some concerns maybe?
Yeah, that's right. So we're coming up to the election. It's only next month. There's these fresh concerns coming out about Peter Dutton's controversial nuclear proposal. So what he wants to do is build these nuclear power plants all around, especially one right here in the Hunter at the Liddell Power Station.
So he's pro-building this, right? Okay,
Yep, he's all for it. So these new fresh concerns are coming out surrounding if these plans go ahead, it would spark a national water crisis, not just for farmers, but for everyday people like us.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's going to suck up to 200 gigalitres from farmers each year.
And that's not ideal.
At least 39 gigalitres annually right here in the Hunter.
I'm sorry, but our cattle deserve something to drink and our crops need some watering. And plus, I would like to have a shower daily, thanks.
Yeah, and also,
nobody needs to smell me.
Exactly. Well, the water, you know, issue in Australia is already big. Like, we already don't have enough water.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, some countries are blessed with a lot of water. Australia isn't. We're a dry continent, as you would know. So to be, I didn't even think about this, but it's a huge amount of water that's being used.
Yeah, it's a lot, especially, like you said, Australia itself doesn't have a great deal of water to be just dispersing out just to something like this. And so it is quite concerning.
I
don't really understand, like, a lot of it, clearly, but, like, nuclear and water doesn't seem like two things that would be impacted, like, by each other. I don't know. It's very confusing.
I'm guessing it's to do with the cooling. You need so much cooling to keep the nuclear. Yeah, the
fuel
cool enough so it doesn't overheat and melt down.
Now that makes more sense. Yeah. Okay, right.
So you use a huge amount of water for that.
Well, no thanks.
That doesn't sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of power, the next story is around batteries.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So a release has come out this morning about all the school holidays are ending now, so and we've got the Easter break, the Anzac Day period. Everyone's sort of starting to go away on holidays.
Okay.
We're being reminded that if we're going through Newcastle Airport, don't put electronic devices and your battery packs into your carry-on, into your stored luggage,
So the one that goes under the plane?
So your big checked-in luggage that, you know, is, you know, your 20 kilos go straight under that plane. So don't put it in there. They're asking to put it into your carry-on because there are those fears that, you know, this could spark a fire. If you've got it in your carry-on, the aircrew can,
put
help
out the fire, basically.
It can literally come round with a fire hydrant, be like, I'm going to put you out. You're on fire, girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Okay. Or maybe a fire blanket or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a bit of a timely reminder with those holidays approaching.
Yeah. Well, that's a very valid safety thing. We've seen how many battery fires have been recently.
I thought that was only on e-scooters. Well, there you go.
No, so many. These lithium
be careful.
Batteries.
Yeah.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I don't know if this is mean or quite genius, right? So a cafe over in Thailand is offering up a challenge to give you the opportunity to save some money on your food or drinks that you buy at this little cafe.
Oh, that's cool. Yep. Where's this cafe located? Does it say? Is it in Bangkok? That's my favourite city in Thailand.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Koh Samui looks good, but I don't know. It doesn't actually say. But this Chiang Mai Breakfast World is in a little bit of hot water.
Probably in Chiang Mai.
Oh, yeah. Well,
maybe.
Oh, it is true, yeah. I didn't know that was a city. I've never been to Thailand. Come on. Anyway.
Oh, I love the idea of Breakfast World just quietly as well.
Fun.
Isn't that great?
It's appealing to me because you know what it is. You know what you're getting and it feels like it's like a buffet style. It's got everything or something.
Well, at any time of the day or night, if you go to Breakfast World, you know they'll have breakfast.
Eggs Benedict at 9 p.m. I'll
Why
take
not?
That.
Why yeah. not? Exactly.
So apparently this place offers diners discounts if they can fit their bodies through varying spaces of different widths. If you're skinny, the thinner you are, the more of a discount you get on your food. What it has, now I'm looking at the picture here, it's got little bars, right? So you know how you like have a fence around a school or maybe a jail or something like that? You
sure.
have steel bars and whatever.
Vertical bars yep. running up and down one after another.
That's it. Now there's a couple in a row here on this structure and it varies in width. So from really thin to a little bit bigger and then like foolproof, right?
Yeah.
Now you get a 20% discount if you can fit through the smallest widths of bars. Right,
the narrowest gap.
Yes, correct. Then it goes to 15% for the wider, and then 10% for wider again, and then 5%. And then the last one, which is, a lot of space
wide.
Between it, like a hefty boy, you have to pay full price. And then it says on the sign, sorry.
I like that. It's obviously, I guess it's a buffet, so the bigger the person, the less discount because they're maybe eating more.
Probably. I think it's actually quite funny. Look, some people are going off about it saying, oh, I don't want to fat shame, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's fat shaming. I think that's a bit of a stretch to say it's fat shaming. I think it's funny and I would love to do that because regardless, odds are you're going to get a discount.
And you're on the narrower side. As a person.
Well, my bottom isn't that large.
Right.
It's quite flat because I run a lot.
Yeah,
so I could fit through.
Do you reckon you could get the top discount?
I don't think I can get the top one, no.
It's very narrow, doesn't it?
Look, the 20% discount is like for someone who has...
The width of a piece of paper?
A bit of a toothpick, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I could go for the 10%.
10%?
Yeah, because I do have a large rib cage.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's actually not unnaturally large, but like...
It's like over bigger than normal?
Well, when I've been fitted for bras in the past, like every single person has been like, we have to go up a size. Not because, your chest is big, but, your rib cage is rather
really
on the big
large.
Side.
Maybe
and
that's...
I've never seen that before. I'm like, thanks.
Maybe that's my problem.
I'm ribcage shamed. Anyway, doesn't matter. So
maybe I've got a big rib cage.
Probably.
That's the issue. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Anyway, so I would like to go to this place because it looks quite fun.
And the food looks decent too.
Yeah.
Just done a little Google on it. Nice. Breakfast World, if you're off to Chiang Mai,
yummy.
Check that one out.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
A story that just keeps on going is, of course, the Titanic. They've just done all these new 3D scans.
Ooh.
Which are pretty amazing, actually. The images that have come out show what it's like down there at the moment.
At the moment. So they've done one of those dives?
It's a bit different, this one. It's their 3D images. I think they take them from the surface. Or
wow.
Maybe not the surface, but like partway down. They don't go all the way down.
Okay.
And it's like a full 3D map that shows how it is. Very dramatic.
What do you mean it's dramatic? Like, obviously, it was a big ship.
Yeah, but just the way it was ripped apart as it went down.
Yeah.
Like, obviously you see it in the movie or whatever, but the way it sits in these images is extraordinary. How it's, like, the steel was just ripped in half like it was nothing.
Unbelievable.
It was paper. Yeah, it's kind of cool. If you Google these new 3D images of the Titanic, it's quite extraordinary.
Okay. Now, I can't remember... Honestly, I can't remember the story too well. But when they ran into the iceberg, that's about as much as I know. How did it split it in half? Like,
so it was to do with the water filling the unsinkable part, which is the bottom, like these floating parts lower in the ship.
Oh.
Like filled one part first, and then as it sank, the physics of it just sort of tore it in half.
fascinating.
It is. 1912, so well over 100 years now. And it is amazing that we're still so interested by this story all these years later.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm looking at the photos now. Wild.
It is.
Do yourself a favour.
Yeah, the way the steel was just ripped like paper, honestly, it's extraordinary.
Gosh.
A little treat for you this morning, I guess, to have a look at.
Drama.
Certainly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So some new studies and some research has been brought to light, and I completely agree with it. I understand why. Now, are you ready for this? Because I think it's adorable. Okay. Studies now show that smelling a romantic partner's scent, even through worn clothes, can actually reduce stress and feelings of loneliness. So women exposed to their partner's scent had lower cortisol levels, according to research.
That's a stress hormone, isn't it?
Basically, I think. Yeah. The scent may trigger oxytocin release, promoting relaxation and connection. Simply keeping a loved one's clothing nearby can offer comfort and emotional support, especially during periods of separation. Now, I have two sides of this that I agree on.
Yeah.
First and foremost, when I was living out of home for a while and, you know, living alone, it sometimes can take a toll, you know, those feelings of loneliness.
Sure.
And one thing that I noticed that when, like, Mum would come and visit or I'd go up there and see her, like, Mum's perfume actually, like, makes me feel really happy and relaxed.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, because I miss her, right?
Yeah,
and
of
just
course.
Her scent was just, it's the most beautiful smell. On the other hand, when my partner has, like, you know, a certain cologne or just his general scent after he wears clothes, I'm like, I feel so relaxed whenever he's around. So, like, his smell just makes me feel loved and happy. And just wherever I'm in a bind, I can just smell his clothes and I feel better.
So, is there a favourite part, like, item of clothing you like to sniff on?
Oh, his shirts. Because the way that he sprays his cologne, it always lands on, like, the neck part.
Yeah.
So, if he goes, oh, babe, do you want to borrow a jumper or a piece of clothing? I always go, yep. Have you worn it? No, it's clean, obviously. Then I don't want it.
See, I
want his worn,
so you're like digging
musty
through,
clothes.
Digging through his laundry basket. Oh, there, no, undies. Oh, here's a nice shirt. I can wear that.
Maybe I should do that, actually.
Only
take one home.
Stains on it.
Hey, love, have you seen my black shirt with, like, the big bold writing? Yeah, it's at
it's
home.
At my place.
On
yeah.
my bed next to my pillow.
There you go. So if you're away from your partner, maybe you do, you know, FIFO work or something like that.
Swap out the clothes.
Take all their smelly old clothes and just sniff on that and you'll feel better.
Pretty
much. Scientific message right there.
That's it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
You might have seen in a lot of American TV shows, especially one set in New York, the characters will be out walking around, say, in a sitcom, and they're like, oh, let's grab a slice of pizza.
Yeah, that's just, oh, they just say, let's grab a slice.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get a giant slice of pizza, and that's a meal.
Mm.
One slice.
I think there's a couple of scenes in, like, Sex and the City and stuff like that where they do this.
That's a good example. Mm. They're always doing it on so many different, anything set in New York.
Yeah,
they always seem to be grabbing a slice.
That's true.
Now, you look at a slice of Domino's here and you think,
that's
it's just not
tiny.
The same. You know, and size matters when it comes to pizza.
Of course it does.
So, it looks like people have been asking about this or thinking about it for a long time because all of a sudden, I noticed this thing pop up called Danny's Pizza by the Slice.
Ooh.
It's on Beaumont Street.
Right here in Newcastle?
Yeah. Right,
wow.
Right here in Newcastle. Bright neon lights. It caught my eye when I was driving past. I was like, oh, hang on a second. What's that? Look into it a bit further and we've got it. We've got our own New York giant slices of pizza.
Oh, like a mini pizzeria in Beaumont Street.
Yeah. Furthermore, in the back part, there's a vending machine for drinks or whatever.
Nice.
Or so you would think. You press one of the buttons for one of the drinks and doot, opens up this door and behind is Good Folk Brewing.
It's a secret
door. It's a speakeasy.
Oh, I want to go.
And pizza by the slice all in one. I mean,
even if you don't want one or the other, you can choose.
You can have one or the other or both.
Yep.
Why not have both?
Oh, my God.
Or one or the other.
It doesn't matter. No one's judging.
And inside, it's so like a retro kind of vibe. It's very you know, warm mood lighting. They play vinyl, like all the music. They've got the DJ there with old fashioned. They've got so huge record collection. And it's such a nice underground atmosphere. And then, of course, their beers that they make, the Good Folk Brewing.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And pizza by the slice. Well, we're really becoming, we're like New York.
Well, technically. So, obviously, you can't have a New York-style slice pizza if it's not pepperoni, right? So, of course, I've got pepperoni.
Of course they do.
Yeah, and then all the others?
Standards, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And at first you're like, whoa, $45 for a pizza? That sounds like a lot. But then you realise how giant they are.
Yeah, they're big.
It's so much so that one piece of pizza is enough for a meal. So that's like $10 or something.
What I like about this idea, right, is if you don't want to buy a whole pizza just of one flavour, one topping, whatever, you can get one slice of pepperoni, one slice of margarita or something, and then one slice of this.
You get it. How good is that? You could just have a few, two of your favorites, three of your favorites. They're not charging, you know, normally like, oh, you want a half and half, do you?
No,
here's a big premium on top.
No, I think that's dumb, but yeah, instead of buying three whole pizzas with three different toppings, you can just grab three massive slices.
Awesome.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So, yesterday I was reading some online discussion about the possible sale of the building that houses the Gallipoli Club, the GAO.
The what part of the who?
The GAO. It's one of the oldest, like, RSL-type pubs in Hamilton.
Oh, okay, right.
Been around a long time. They've been financially struggling. They own the building. Well, a couple of years ago, they sold off a car park.
Okay.
And then they've got this building, but basically since COVID, seems like they're running at a loss.
Yeah, COVID affected a lot of businesses, didn't it? Not everyone benefited from reopening.
Yeah, well, that's it, and haven't really recovered.
Yep.
So it looks like it's unclear what's going to happen, but pretty much the options seem like to be to sell the building. And then lease it back for a couple of years and then it'll probably close.
I was going to say, yeah, do they have to sell the whole thing or?
Yeah, well, it's just one building.
Okay, right.
So it's very, very tough for a local resident. It's been around since 1955.
Wow.
And, you know, hosted so many big live music events and stuff like that.
Mm.
Much beloved, but it seems like it's unclear.
End of an era, maybe? Nearly?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The board are having like a meeting and stuff to try and decide what will happen. They'll be voting with members and stuff.
Well, fingers crossed, you know, I'm sure that they'll make the right decision.
Yeah, or, you know,
it's still a bit sad that they're always leaning this way.
That's right. You always hope someone might swoop in and save it.
Possibly an investor.
You never know.
Maybe a renovation.
Something like that.
New menu.
It needs something to try and save it, I think.
There's also too many competitors in the area.
There is a lot.
It is a hard economy to get into, I reckon, as a pub.
Definitely. Mm. Any kind of, you know, venue. But, yeah, just if it does sell up, it'll be the sad end of an era, that's for sure.
Mm, definitely.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, we move to the Formula One for this next story, and, they're very harsh on and strict on their rules when it comes to Formula One races.
Yeah, well, I guess there's only 22 positions available for races.
Okay.
That is the best of the best.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah, there's not really any option, like other options. You're one of the top 20, whatever it is, two people, or you're nothing, basically.
Well, this strict rule that I'm about to tell you is nothing to do with the race itself. So this is why I'm like, oh, come off it, you know, let's just relax a little bit. So the governing body of the F1 during a recent race has actually slapped a driver, Carlos Sainz, with a $36,000 fine for a very unusual reason. So apparently he was in breach of a pre-race procedure despite suffering a little bit of like a medical issue type of thing. Basically, during the national anthem, which all drivers and such have to be present at like the little ceremony there.
Yeah.
Well, Carlos actually had to run to the loo. So he missed half of the national anthem at the Japanese Grand Prix. And they were like, nah, mate, that is a big offence. Usually, if you miss this pre-race ritual, it's about a $110,000 fine. So he actually got it reduced because he said, I actually had a medical issue and I needed to go to the toilet.
Okay, so did he have like a doctor's certificate or whatever? Oh, must have been, I'm guessing.
Something like that. They must have done maybe a possible investigation, or maybe he already has like an underlying issue that they had to speak to a doctor about, perhaps. Doesn't really say, but how ridiculous is that? I mean, just relax. It's got nothing to do with the race. He hasn't cheated on anything. Like, he's just needed to go to the loo. I don't know about you, Creeper, yeah, but if I need to go, I need to go.
Yeah, but would... Okay, imagine you're in that scenario. Race coming up.
Well, straight after the anthem, you've got a race, so you might as well go now.
So, his net worth, just for a bit of context, estimated around $50
million. Right.
If you win one of those races, it's big cash, wow, and he's on such big money, I think he can afford it. I think it's just definitely part of the course, you know? It'd be like, oh, if you miss the start of the show here, the equivalent would be like, oh, it's a 50-cent fine. You might just cop it.
Of course you would. I mean, I don't think if you're earning that much, you're going to dispute it.
You wouldn't even know. Yeah. You wouldn't even notice.
But it'd all be just I'm like saying,
it's gone, whatever.
All I'm saying is, let up on the rules and let the men and women go to the toilet.
Well, good point, I guess. If you got to go, you got to go.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's one thing that I never thought that I would learn from a businessman who I've never even heard of until yesterday. So a very wealthy American investor, philanthropist, business guy, whomever, whatever. His name's Warren Buffett.
Yeah, one of the most famous investors in the world.
Which I didn't even know anything about this, maybe because I don't pay attention to that side of, I guess, daily living. Like all the wealthy people in the world. I'm like, I don't care.
Whatever. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
But life's a learning journey. We're all on.
Well, there's been a quote of his that's really resonated with a few people, including myself, and it's actually a teachable moment for parents,
okay,
or for maybe future parents as well. So this is kind of good for you, Crevo, something for your little girl when she grows up.
I like it.
Okay,
so we're talking about the investors Warren Buffett, yeah?
Yeah.
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 That's his name.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's quite interestingly said, because he's trying to teach people about business world, like finances, sure, economy, all that type of thing. He goes, look, the best way to teach your kids about taxes, and look, taxes you have to be taught about anyway, is by eating up to 30% of their ice cream. So, for example, a Magnum or a Calippo or something like that.
This is something I can get behind, by the way.
Okay. So, you open the packet with your little one.
Yep.
And then you take a big chunk out of it. So, what is that?
One third. Yeah.
So, a third of it. And be like, okay, so now you have what's left. That's yours. Oh, well, why? Why? It's like, that's how taxes work.
Yeah. So
I take a certain amount of your winnings, earnings, whatever.
Yeah.
You've earned this ice cream. I'm going to take 30% of that. That's how taxes work.
And here's why it's so brilliant. Because ice cream is something that you desire, you really want.
Yeah, like money.
Like money.
Yep.
And you wish you had all of it.
Yes.
But the way the world works is...
Your pay packet
isn't your pay packet, exactly. And a big chunk of it has to go to someone else.
It's like fractions and divvying up and stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So the way my mum used to teach me about fractions and how like those type of things work is like when we used to cook in the kitchen together, she'd be like, okay, let's make a certain batch of cookies, and it's like, okay, this is half a batch, this is a quarter of a batch, and then we'd move like food around or dough or something like that. That's how Mum taught me about fractions. It's kind of a similar idea. Use food to educate kids.
It works, obviously. It's stuck with you all these years later.
105.3 New FM. It's the Novos. Name five.
Yeah, that's right. Your first chance to win for today, and great prizes on offer. First of all, you get yourself a family ticket to go and see Dot and the Kangaroo Jr.
Good fun.
It certainly is. Also, everyone on the show, just by coming on, you're in the draw for a family pass to go and see Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens.
Let's go.
Certainly. All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning who's eyeing up the prizes on offer here with their, you know, eyes.
Well, mainly ears, actually.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's right. They're in their mind's eye.
In their mind's eye. To Cessna. Good morning, Susan. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. Wonderful. Thank you.
That's good. What are you up to for your Wednesday?
I was just about to start the mixers and make a cake because I'm going out to see my my new baby grandson today.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. What's his name?
His name is Gordon Henry.
Gordon
Henry.
What
a lovely name.
It kind of sounds like he'd be a famous chef one day, doesn't it?
Famous something, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe on the stage, maybe a sportsman. Who knows? He can be whatever he wants. That's beautiful.
The world is his oyster.
All right, Susan, you know how the game works?
I think so.
Okay,
so
well, 10 seconds on the...
this.
That's okay. That's okay, Susan. We welcome new players.
Yeah.
10 seconds on the clock. And you just need to name five things from the category I give you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's perfect. She's ready.
She seems it. I need you to name five fruits that you don't eat the skin of. Go.
Banana. Passion fruit. Mango.
Oh,
Susan.
Oh, nearly. You could have had mandarin, orange, kiwi,
grapefruit,
honeydew, pomegranate. There's so many. Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, we're still going to put you in the draw for tickets to go and see the mega creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens just for coming on, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Worries. What a great day Susan has ahead as well, hanging out with the new grandson.
Wonder what flavour cake she's making. Red velvet.
Probably.
Oh, what about like a nice tea cake with some cinnamon?
Are we just doing cake names now?
Yep.
Because I'm into it. Vanilla. Yep.
Oh, my God. Chocolate mud cake.
All right, that's
Black
enough.
Forest.
New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I do love a good cafe. What about you?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than on a Saturday morning having a lovely breakfast in a cafe.
Even a midweek brunch.
Sure.
Like, I'm all for it.
It can be any day. I just use that as an example.
Exactly. It's like, how am I going to get in the least amount of trouble here?
Any Saturday morning? Yeah. Any day that ends in day,
yeah,
I'm happy.
Totally not leaving work early to go and sit at a cafe for 5 hours.
Nope.
Anyway, in the big super, Cameron Park.
Is that a new nickname for Cameron Park?
In my hood.
I've never heard it called CP.
Me neither. I just made it up. Maybe we could start a movement.
Seems like it.
So there's a cafe there, and I walk past it all the time. It gets quite busy, so it does very well for itself. Now, they've advertised a new special.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know if it's like for a long time or if it's just for the week, but it doesn't matter.
Can I guess? Is it Eggs Benedict?
No, but wouldn't that be good? Give me that. No, this is just for seniors. It's a senior special.
Yeah.
Available weekdays, Monday to Friday from 12 p.m. Now, I'm looking at the advertisement and I'm going, I think you've absolutely brought into the stereotype of what being an elderly person is or what their lifestyle or what their tastes are like.
Okay.
So the special is pumpkin soup with a little bit of toast and a small coffee. Not even a regular coffee, a small coffee.
That is the most classic senior order available, isn't
pumpkin
it?
Pumpkin soup, so nothing with like a little bit of texture. And I love a pumpkin soup, just like the next person of any age. But like minestrone at least has some bits in it.
Give them something better. Like, don't be so stingy with flavour, I think is what you're getting at.
It's very funny because the photo, right, is just this tiny little off-centre dollop of cream. So it's not even like a decent amount of cream to go with it and one piece of parsley on the top. So it looks like...
The most basic order you can get.
Yeah, we don't need you to chew. You don't get any little hint of like a creamy flavour on top of it to go with it, but you also get a small coffee. Like, that is a stereotype through and through, was it not?
And also, yeah, it's just selling it short, you know?
For geriatrics.
Seniors, they deserve a bit more than that.
I don't know about you, but if you show your seniors card, right,
mm-hmm.
My dad has a seniors card and he's the most fit and firing 67-year-old that I know, and there is no way he's eating soup. He's like, get me a steak Sanger stat.
He wants something, some proper food, right?
Yes, exactly.
Good morning.
Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day.
Stockland Greenhills, kidsworldplay.com.au.
Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees.
And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. 105.3 New FM.
It's New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Alistair Spinks. I'm 7 years old, in year two, at Hunter Valley Grammar School. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy most of the day, possible showers with tops of 25 degrees. Right now in Edgeworth, it's 19 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, perfect. That was fantastic.
Amazing projection as well. Very clear.
Yeah, and Ari has news reading experience as well. So if she says that, you should take that compliment and pop that little feather in your hat.
I would say a 10 out of 10. You did really well.
There, hey, great ranking there. Now also, I believe you might have a couple of shout-outs. Someone you want to shout out this morning?
My two teachers, Miss O'Dwyer and Miss Hassett.
There you go. How good's that?
And I was just saying as well, those are really cool names for teachers.
Yeah, like, they're great.
I wish I had cool teachers like that.
Great names, indeed. Now, another name that you might be familiar with, I believe, I've been told that you're a bit of a fan of Gav Morris, the weatherman, which is part of the reason you've come in to do this, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about, what do you like about him?
So I like how he, like, reports all the weather to everyone.
Yeah.
And I like it also because I know when to water my dahlias.
There you go.
Because you like gardening, right?
Yeah, okay. How good is that? Well, I've got a bit of a special surprise for you. On the phone now, and you can talk to him now through the microphone, is Gav Morris. Good morning, Gav.
Alistair. Wow, good job. That was really, really impressive. I can't believe that you are in year two. You're on the radio, mate, so you're certainly way ahead of me already.
Thanks, Gav.
Now, Gav is a bit of a gardener. Alistair's a bit of a gardener. Gav, what with the weather coming up this week, what advice do you have for Alistair?
Well, Alistair, look, you know, there's some showers that are happening along the coast, and there's a little bit that's making it your way, and, you know, we'll have a little bit of a pulse there, mostly come through on Saturday off for the weekend. But, Alistair, I've got to say, I don't know if you know where I'm from, but I was originally from Woodbury, and my parents actually live two blocks behind your school there at Gremmer, so one of the reasons I got this weather, is because I had to go to school at Maitland. Back then it was Maitland Morris Brothers, and now I think it's St. Peter's or something, or Gosford or something, I can't remember. But anyway, I had to catch the train all the way down. So I used to have the weather happening at my house, and I'd come down here to go surfing, but it was very different. So I started learning the weather because I wanted to learn the difference between where I lived and the coast. So, mate, we have some similarities going on here.
There you go.
Oh, he's nodding away.
He certainly is. Now, Alistair, how do you feel about chatting to Gav Morris? Do you have any other questions for him? Or are you just happy to make sure you do the watering on the right days?
Just make sure to do the watering on the right days.
Yeah, beautiful.
A future weatherman may be in the making.
Yeah. Wow. What do you reckon, Gav? Do you think he's got the chops?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, to know what, you know, or what you want to do, and there's so much about weather, Alistair, that you're going to discover and find, you know, it's science, it's mathematics, you know, there's so much to it, and, you know, you have so many opportunities to also make a career out of it, and it's an incredible time to understand the weather and the atmosphere because of what's happening on our planet and the future. It's very, very exciting, and we're going to need young minds like you, Alistair, to hopefully guide us in the right direction into the future so we can look after this planet, because at the end of the day, the atmosphere looks after us, Alistair. Not only does it, you know, give us the oxygen, it gives us the water that we breathe, but it's also our gigantic force field. It protects us as well from meteors coming through and all of the space debris.
Who knew all of that, right? That's so interesting. Gav, thank you so much for coming on. And Alistair, I think he's a future weatherman, right?
Absolutely. Alistair, look, so proud of you, and I'm sure your family and your school is very, very, very proud of you. You've done really, really well. So congratulations. And keep going, Alistair. Keep going. Keep public speaking and talking in front of the class or whenever you can. And I'm sure even that alone will lead somewhere fantastic for you.
There you go.
Bye, guys.
Couple of weathermen just talking to each other.
Yep, that's
what
it.
What a treat that was.
Amazing. Well, congratulations, Alistair. You've scored your very own birthday party as well at Kids World Playland at Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au.
au. And of course, if you would like your child to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, you can register online now at newfm.com.au.
Simple as that. You could be the next Gav Morris or even Alistair.
I think Alistair.
Yeah, definitely.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If you haven't seen this in the last 24 hours, you've clearly not been online or watched TV, because Boris Johnson, the former British Prime Minister, has recently received a less than warm welcome greeting, I would say.
Okay.
So he was visiting a wildlife park in Texas, of all places.
He's on holiday, I think.
On holiday with his family. So there was a video shared to Instagram by Boris's wife. He's in the driver's seat, rather, of a car. And then going through, like, a drive-through wildlife park or safari, the clip shows Boris Johnson and his toddler watch as an ostrich slowly approach the vehicle. So they've stopped just to have a gaze and whatever, as you do on safari.
It's one of those ones where you drive through the field and all the animals are just living in the field.
Pretty cool experience, if you ask me. But anyway, so it got a little bit too close for comfort. So in the video, you can see the ostrich kind of going, oh, what is this? Hello. And then literally pecking at Boris Johnson. And he's just like, and the kid's laughing, and Boris is like, oh, meh. And he's like yelling profanities and stuff.
He doesn't think to wind up the window as well.
Nah.
Classic Boris Johnson with his ridiculous hair.
Oh, well, that too. And his son has inherited said ridiculous hair.
Oh, how funny.
But everyone's like, oh, large bird, maybe he was a bit hangry. Maybe he was just sick of, you know, people driving through.
His house? Yeah, that's where the bird lives.
It's literally his home.
Yeah.
But also, if you're seeing Boris Johnson, you're just kind of looking at him going, he looks a bit sus. Get out of my way. Anyway, very funny, but it was pretty feisty peck. And look, animals can go rogue and get a little bit upset at you, especially birds. And there's a lot of people out there that hate birds. They're not bird people. They get attacked by them, or they've done something, or, you know. So
sometimes birds are just territorial as well.
Oh, that too.
And especially around either, you know, nesting season is a big one. Right. You think about plovers, for example.
Yeah.
90% of the year, you never see a plover. And then the 10% of the year when they're nesting, you see them and they are...
I've been attacked by one.
Of course.
Like a couple of times,
if
actually
a nest is near you, they will go for you. Exactly.
Yeah, very territorial, but also their beaks are so sharp, they can literally draw blood.
Well, they have little spikes on their wings as well. That's why they're called spur-wing plovers. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and they can get you with them, little spikes.
Oh, double-edged sword, that one.
It certainly is. Then there's magpies. Let's not forget them.
Oh, my God, I've told so many stories on this show about magpies.
They can
hate
be
them.
Very attacky.
They're nasty. And they're still attacking right now. That's it. Go home.
A friend of mine got done by a kookaburra. She had a sausage sandwich in her hand. It went straight through the sausage and put a big hole in her hand.
What?
Yeah. When we're on camping, on holidays. God.
Okay, well, injuries aside, maybe, you know, we could have a look at how annoying they could be.
Well,
so, for example, we had two birds growing up, a budgie and a little finch.
Yeah.
The budgie, pain in my bum he was. Like, because we let him out of the enclosure because we had, like, a screen enclosure. So, it was, like, all roofed and fenced in, right? So the bird couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Well, he landed on my, this is Slammer. He landed on my head one day and I'd, like, just, you know, had a nice hairdo as a kid. I was like, oh, look, mommy did my hair all nice, whatever. Let the bird out the cage, started attacking my head.
Ah.
Pulling my hair out. I'm like, yeah, I'm screaming. It was ridiculous.
You gotta be careful, yeah. We want to know here, 4967-4105, have you been attacked by birds or did they, you know,
frustrate you,
trouble you some way?
Did they do something to your car or your bike, oh my God.
Some birds will hate it because it's reflective as well and go for your mirrors or whatever.
Oh my God, do they mess up your garden or your lawns?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Did you get done in by a bird?
Yep.
Attacks, messing, all that sort of stuff. 4967-4105. Let's go first of all to Lovedale. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
That's the way. When did the birds do you in?
I used to ride racehorses, and I was galloping one day, and a duck took off and hit me fair in the middle of the chest, eating feathers, all them sorts of fun things.
Oh my God. So you were running on the horse, yeah?
Yeah, I was riding a horse, and it flew across straight in front of me and got me in the chest and face. And
oh, my God. Did you get injured?
Nah, not really. Just ate spitting feathers out for a couple of minutes. But
that's pretty funny. Wow. Hey, I do have to ask Travis quickly. Did the duck survive?
Well, it wasn't there when I come past on the next horse, so I presume it's all right.
Yeah, just a bit of a shock, perhaps.
Got in my way.
It wasn't expecting to run into someone's chest either, I guess.
So funny.
All right.
Okay, so, Tim and Dowie with Gabby. Good morning, Gabby. What's your bird story?
Good morning. When I was a child growing up, my dad had mastered the mating call of a peacock.
What?
He could do it absolutely perfectly. And once when we were at a zoo, we were inside this big cage, peacocks on the outside, made the call. They all went crazy. Like, I think they wanted whatever this divine creature was making that call. Oh. They attached themselves to the outside of the cage. They were fighting each other. We basically got trapped in there while trying to figure out how to get out.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
I'll fight you for him.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's just, my peacock.
Move. Give me that.
Move out of the way. He doesn't have feathers, but I like this
guy.
I want
that creature right there.
Certainly.
I wonder what that translates to in peacock.
I have so many questions few answers.
I got all the pretty feathers. Anyway, okay. Wrapping it up in Currumbong, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, good morning, Michael. How were you dunning by bird?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I was riding my push bike down to Glendale Shopping Centre when I was a young fella.
Yeah.
Got swooped a couple of times. One of them got me right on the cranium, and I ended up needing stitches from it.
Oh, my
jeez.
God.
How big was the cut, are we talking?
Yeah.
I think it was about an inch and a half.
Jeez. And
that's decent.
And when it gets on your head, anything in the head, so much blood coming out, right?
It scared the bejeebus out of me, mate. I was only about 14 at the time, 13, 14, and I just felt it trickling down the back of my neck and everything. It was crazy.
Hang on, Michael. I just realised something. Were you riding your bike without a helmet? No comment.
No comment. Absolute silence. Hey, back then, maybe it was not an issue back then. It could have been a long time ago. We don't know.
You should have known what you were doing at 14 years old there, young Michael.
We never assume someone's age. It's not what we do here on the show.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Next month, there's a new Marvel movie coming out. It's called Thunderbolts, which is basically an anti-hero. So all, like, the villain, Marvel villains come together as a super group. So they basically become the Avengers, but bad.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're a Marvel fan?
I am a Marvel fan. I haven't seen a Marvel film for a long time, though, because I just kind of stopped watching them because I started to get really predictable. Yeah, so I stopped watching them. But I might watch this because it looks really interesting. But the most interesting of this story is the fact of it stars a Newcastle resident.
Who is it?
Her name's Geraldine Viswanathan. She is in quite a few Hollywood movies, actually. So she's playing quite the big role as well, which is fantastic. She plays the role of Mel, the assistant to power-hungry CIA director, which is played by Julia Louise Dreyfus. Sorry, totally butchered her name. But yeah, all-star cast in it, like Florence Pugh, David Harbour, as well as Sebastian Stan. So she's working alongside some of the greats.
There we go. Who knew? This is so cool. We've got one of our own. Do we know where in Newcastle she's from?
No idea.
There we go.
Mm.
Oh, well.
But maybe
you knew her growing up or something.
Oh, hang on.
Whitebridge is what I heard.
No, she attended the Hunter School of Performing Arts in Broadmeadow.
Jeez, you never know, isn't it?
Mm.
And this is classic Newcastle.
Mm.
Just doing great things all over the world.
Well, she just recently starred in a movie called You're Cordially Invited, which features Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. A Newcastle girl is now acting alongside Will Ferrell.
She's an A-list star
now. What the heck, man? But, like, this is going to be such a good movie, and I can't wait to see her in it.
Super cool. What a great story.
I know.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So, Ari, yesterday on the show, we were talking about this incredible 10-story apartment building that's sort of in the middle of nowhere in the bush. Well, not the middle of nowhere, but it's
very rural.
It's very rural for a 10-story building.
Yes.
Like, how interesting is this? A little tour had gone viral on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scenes one of the people that used to live in there got in touch and said, hey, my brother still lives in there now.
Oh, my God, that is crazy.
So we've got him on the phone. Good morning, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How about yourself?
We are doing great.
Wonderful.
And we're so fascinated by this, I guess, house that you live in. How long have you lived there?
Oh, it'd be about 13 years now.
13 years, wow, so it is definitely a place to call home. So tell us about the most interesting part of living in a place like that.
Well, I guess learning how to use the elevator, especially if it has a problem or anything like that, because, yeah.
Are you guys like the elevator repair people then as well?
Well, I am. I will do a lot with it. I've been offered an apprenticeship for elevator repair because I'm actually quite good with it. But we do have one main bloke who will come and do like any major services, but I'll always learn from him so he doesn't have to come out if anything minor stuff
comes in. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
That's so interesting. And what is it like living in a building like that where your family are literally on top or below you at all times?
It's definitely interesting. You can definitely hear everyone, and we all get along well. So that's the good part is because a lot of people struggle to live with their family, but being separated by levels, I think, also really helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about the food situation as well. I believe we did receive some information that there's like a specific pantry area where
or
you
kitchen
have
area.
Kitchen area that you have all the food. How are you getting that? Is it delivered somehow?
No, we have to go out to Newcastle normally. I think Mum sometimes goes to Costco and she'll buy a bulk amount, and that's about it because we don't really leave the place.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, we normally stock up in the pantry and we can just go and pinch stuff from up there.
Okay, great. Honestly, Costco is the best place in the world. Have you been to Costco, or what is your favourite thing to get from there? It's got to be the hot chook, or at least the chocky chip biscuits. They're good.
I've been to Costco, I think, once or twice, and they do beef jerky, the big packs of beef jerky.
That's my favourite thing.
You're
oh
talking
God.
Ari's language here. What do you think what's the biggest challenge in living in an apartment building that's your own building?
Yeah.
Tourists.
Tourists?
Yeah,
really?
We get a fair bit of people that come up, and, you know, we're pretty chill if people admit that they've blown through five private property signs to get up to the house, but a lot of people don't like to admit that, or they like to do a runner in their car, and we have to chase them down, and, you know, because you don't know where they've been. We have a fairly large property, and
wow,
we have machines, so we have people that snoop around fairly often.
Jeez.
Find the lines from, like, Pride Rock in The Lion King, trying to chase down the hyenas. It's like, get out! Go back to where you came from!
that's exactly right. I mean, we welcome it because we have the food forest here at the end of the day. We do really like the idea of people coming here, but obviously we've got to give a tour and bring people through because it's dangerous at the end of the day on a farm property.
Yeah,
you never
of course.
Know what's going on.
Wow.
And so is there a way people can, like, book a tour? Or because you guys do a bit of tourism, yeah?
Yeah, so at vastharvestpermaculture.com.au, we have farm tours. We have a little shop going with all of our homesteading goods and stuff like that. So our balms and whip tallow and stuff like that.
That's incredible.
And all run from the apartment building that is your home.
Now, a family.
Yeah, that's it. I've heard that on the top floor you can actually see the ocean at Newcastle. Is that true?
Yes, yeah, we can see the ocean. We can actually see the boats. I can see the ocean from every level, but, yeah, you can see the boats in the ocean as well, like the big oil tankers and fuel tankers and
It's quite an extraordinary place to live.
What a life.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and enlightening us a bit about it.
Yes.
And, we love having you as part of the region. And what a fantastic story. Thanks for coming on, James.
Thank you very much for having me.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Shocking video has just gone viral of this lady from Vietnam. She's celebrating her 33rd birthday. So, you know, a nice milestone. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people. It looks like a beautiful venue they've got. Maybe like an RSL type place or something along those lines. You know, like a rented room, essentially.
Yep.
And you can see this footage of her holding a balloon in one hand and a sign that read happy birthday. Mm. And in the other hand, she's balanced a birthday cake where the candles are lit.
Oh, lovely.
Which is super nice. The balloon's customized as well. It's got her name on it. It says happy birthday. Suddenly, somehow, the cake candles get too close to the balloon, which is filled with hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
It then explodes. The footage is pretty shocking. There's a huge fireball because hydrogen, different to helium.
Right.
And helium, not as bad apparently, or not as dangerous. Hydrogen, though, very, very dangerous.
It says it's a highly flammable gas.
It is.
It ignites and burns when mixed with air and things like that.
Yeah, loud explosion. Half of her face has gotten burnt.
Oh, my God.
All the way down one side, plus her lips. It's pretty shocking.
Oh, gee, she might need plastic surgery for her 33rd birthday then.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's absolutely awful. Now, helium's getting hard to get, which is why people are doing some hydrogen balloons. Mm-hmm. You've got to be so careful with this because the risk, you know, it's very flammable.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes birthdays go wrong, though.
I mean, yeah, of course.
You know, you've got a party, sometimes you have drinking, that sort of stuff, and things can just go wrong. And this is, like, what I wanted to do here.
Yep.
4967-4105, what went wrong with the birthday party? So, you know, sometimes it can just be, you know, things get a little bit out of hand. Or I remember going to a friend, like it was a friend of a friend's party at a club. And it was in Sydney years and years ago when I lived down there. We were all out dancing, having a good time. And the birthday boy had a few too many lemonades and decided to get up and dance on stage.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, like where the DJ was and stuff. Unfortunately, right near the edge, fell down and sprained his ankle. Had to be carted off with the ambos and everything. There's the end of that night.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we still stayed out and partied because we're not letting his, you know, ruin our party as well.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes, though, birthdays can go wrong.
Well, one time when I was turning, I think, 11 years old, we were in Coffs Harbour for a holiday, and it was during my birthday.
Nice.
Went outdoors and obviously in the middle of summer as well, not smart. We went to, like, a porpoise pool and whatever, had a great time. Little did I know that if you're out in the sun too much and you've got pigtails, your scalp is exposed. All of my scalp sunburnt on my birthday.
Oh, and that's such a painful, especially on your head.
Yeah.
So painful.
Yeah.
Sometimes birthdays can go wrong.
Absolutely.
And we want to hear your stories. 4967-4105. When did the birthday go wrong? Could be yours or, you know, a friend, family, whatever. Let's go to Blackalls Park with Scott, first of all. Mm-hmm. What went wrong with the birthday?
Yeah, so it was my son's friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
So they had it at a park and there was a tree that had, like, a swing on it. And my partner and I were there watching one kid, and we're like, oh, you know, a bit of responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that kid actually fell off and went real hard at the ground.
Oh, my God.
So we walked away and we said, look, we're not doing this anymore. So we tried to keep everyone off. They wouldn't listen. They kept swinging, and then another kid come off.
Oh, my God.
And by the end of the party, another kid come off. So that tree should not be touched.
They're just taking the mickey. They're doing that on purpose. There's no way that's a coincidence.
It feels like it at that point.
It's like, oh, that's cool to fall off a swing, bro. Bang!
If they keep injuring themselves, not good.
Yeah, not good at all. To Shortland now. Good morning, Andrea. What went wrong with the birthday?
Well, it was my eldest daughter's birthday, and we'd planned. I like planning birthday parties for my girls, and we'd planned this big party out at Sears Point Park, and I'd baked all these cupcakes and this six-layered rainbow cake.
Oh, wow.
On the Saturday, and we'd thought, oh, we'll just grab something quick on the Friday night for dinner, and then we came home and I was finishing off all the cakes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband says, I'm starting to not feel so great. And I went, don't talk to me, don't come near the food and everything. And then my daughter goes, Mummy, I'm not feeling so great either. I'm like, oh, no. And then I kept on decorating and everything, and I thought, oh, God, I'm not feeling so great either. And we all came down with food poisoning the night before.
Oh, my God. Was it all cancelled then?
Yeah, had to cancel the party, had to ring around all the party guests, throw out the cake, throw out the cupcakes, all the food. My husband to this day, and she's nearly 15, cannot look at buttercream frosting because that was the last thing he ate before he started to be violently ill.
God, what a nightmare.
The most, like, frustrating part of that story is not the vomiting. It's the fact that you had to throw the layered cake out.
I know.
Keep that thing.
So many, like, so much effort goes into
Gosh,
that.
If you don't want your cake, give it to me, please.
Exactly.
And wrapping it up in Hamilton, good morning, Ava. What is your story?
Good morning. Well, it was my nephew's fourth birthday, and my sister and I, he absolutely loves dinosaurs.
Yes.
We decided to wear some inflatable dinosaur costumes, the ones that are about 8 feet tall.
Yeah, love those.
And it was time to cut his birthday cake, and I'm not sure who trusted the four-year-old with a lighter, but he came so close to me that my inflatable costume popped. And I gave all the four-year-olds a heart attack, and I think I traumatized him from dinosaurs for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so he doesn't like dinosaurs at all now. Is he scared of them?
No, he's so scared. He was so excited, and then the lighter completely popped my costume, and he was terrified.
What age is he now?
He's six now. I still don't think he's forgiven me, and I wasn't invited to his birthday party last year, so maybe...
Okay, Eva, I have a question.
Oh,
yes. I've got a question. Do you think going to Mega Creatures would help or hinder this scenario?
It might, and maybe he'll forgive me, but honestly, I need some good brownie points because I think I honestly traumatised him for life.
Well, you know, there are things other than just dinosaurs at this little sculpture event, so... Maybe you can just kind of slightly introduce it to him and then run him away and go look at the insects instead.
Let's try and repair this family.
Yes.
Put them back together. We're going to give you a family pass to go and see Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens, all right?
Amazing. Thank you so much for that. Maybe he'll forgive me.
Keep us up. Let us know how it goes, okay? Call the show back. We'd love to hear, all right?
I will, and I'll promise him no more inflatable costumes.
Done.
Done and dusted. Eva from Hamilton, our latest local winner here at UFM.
Beautiful.
Have a lovely day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.